With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal agent and a Venezuelan national were sent to the hospital after the Venezuelan man allegedly attacked the agent with a shovel, and the agent fired in self-defense in Minneapolis.
So say officials. The shooting took place more than 4 miles north of where an immigrant agent fatally shot Renee Good on January 7th. Homeland Security says federal law enforcement officers stopped a person from Venezuela who was in the U.S. illegally. DHS officials also say that person drove away and crashed into a parked car before taking off on foot.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, Homeland Security says in addition to the shovel-wielding assailant, two other men, one of them armed with a broomstick, were involved in the ambush. Venezuela's opposition leader, Nobel Peace Prize recipient Maria Corina Machado, pays a visit to President Trump today at the White House. Her visit comes after Senate Republicans blocked a war powers resolution opposed by Mr. Trump.
Two GOP senators reversed their earlier votes of supporting the legislation, which would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. After Senators Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped, Vice President Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to defeat the resolution. Hawley and Young heard directly from the president and top administration officials who they say offered assurances of seeking congressional approval before any military action in Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At the request of the U.S., the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on the deadly unrest in Iran. President Trump says there are indications that things may be calming down. The president says he's been told on good authority that the killing in Iran is stopping and the threat of execution of demonstrators has been taken off the table. Wall Street Dow futures up 152. This is SRN News. North Korea wins a dubious award.
Once again, Open Doors has designated the communist enclave as the worst nation on earth to be a Christian. The Religious Freedom Watchdog reports that in North Korea, believers, quote, must worship in utmost secrecy. If they're discovered, they and their families are deported to labor camps or executed. There is zero freedom of religion. The insular country tops Open Doors' annual World Watch list for the 29th time in 30 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has reached a settlement with a Jewish group that she accused of trying to intimidate pro-Palestinian activists. The group gained attention last year after claiming it had compiled the names of campus protesters against Israel and submitted them to the Trump administration. It used facial recognition software to identify masked activists. The group's leader makes no apology, saying, "You have people walking the streets vowing to murder Jews." This is SRN News. A late NASCAR driver's home has been burglarized following his death in a plane crash.
Sheriff's deputies are investigating an alleged break-in at the North Carolina home of former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, who died last month in a plane crash along with six others. The alleged theft was reported on January 8th. Investigators believe someone entered a safe in the Mooresville home. Sheriff Darren Campbell and his office said a backpack, $30,000 in cash, guns, and racing memorabilia are missing. A public memorial for Biffle and the others killed is scheduled for Friday in Charlotte. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Despite the turmoil in Iran and the ongoing uncertainty of the situation there, oil prices have been sliding of late. Crude prices sank about $2 per barrel. That decline came after President Trump said that Iran claimed it would halt the killing of protesters. More details, SRNNews.com.